You're the CEO of the new Bloomstat Foundation, and I think a lot of people might be wondering, what kind of a word is Bloomstat? What does Bloomstat mean?
Bloomstat stands for Blooming Statistic, which ultimately means that anyone that faces adversity, or what we would consider be an at-risk population, has all the capabilities and all the resources needed to become a better version of themselves and to bloom beyond boundaries.
Well, tell us about a part of your own personal experience that aligns your journey with this idea of Bloomstat and the foundation's mission.
Being a foster kid who later became a teen mom, I had very little of a support system, and I felt like because I was not heard properly, the support system that I did have eventually failed me. And so I, at that point, refused to be the statistic. I refused to be what everybody said I should be just because I was a foster kid and just because I was a teen mom. And so eventually I reached my goals, and here I am today helping others hopefully do the same.
So one of the first things that the Bloomstat Foundation is doing is joining back-to-school events to hand out jacks. What made you start with a focus on jacks, and what are your future plans?
So at Bloomstat, our whole mission is that we aim to promote and inspire resilience within youth, families, and communities who face adversity. And so jacks is a way to bring everybody together as a community, as family. When you go home, it's a bonding moment. And so with the support system that I was speaking of, the only way for an individual to feel like they have a support system is to be able to have a bond. And so Bloomstat, with the jacks, our whole mission, our whole goal is to get families, communities to all come together and bond together, because together as a whole, we're stronger, which means we'll be able to fight back in the face of adversity.
Do you have any fond memories of playing jacks as a child? And if so, tell us one of those stories.
I do. I remember there was a recreation center that my adopted mom worked at that I grew up going to. It's actually called St. Monica's Recreation Center in Lincoln Heights. And that and Double Dutch was the two games that me and all my little best friends would play all the time. And so it was a bonding moment. They may not have been family, but they were. I looked at them as family. And so it was a bonding moment for me to be able to feel like I was part of something. I was a group. I was accepted.
As you think about the future and how you would like Bloomstat to grow, what do you see Bloomstat doing in 5 years?
In the next 5 years, I see Bloomstat expanding our services so that we can reach more families in need of our support. I also see Bloomstat being a leader when it comes to strengthening community relationships. And I also see Bloomstat lowering the number of statistics. I hope that we can make an impact, that we see the number of youth being incarcerated going down because of this sense of community, the bonding that we're going to help families gain. And so, yes, I just hope, I want our youth to get their stuff together.
Tell me what you think of when you hear the word Bloomstat.
When I hear the word Bloomstat, I instantly think of my adopted mom. And the reason being is that she was a foster mom of over 22 kids. I was the last of them that she ended up adopting. And her whole life was based around kids. She, whether she adopted them or not, she looked at every child as her own. And so when it comes to Bloomstat, that's the reason why I started it, was to help her legacy live on.